gentlemen, right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of March, 1972. Channel 1 right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of March, 1972. Channel 1 right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 1st of March, 1972.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You really had a bonfire down to a place.
Who? Not me. I ain't had no bonfire. Them children had a fire down there.
Oh, somebody had a fire down there.
The children's blowing up that trash down there.
And it looked like a trash to me. It looked like a house.
It looked like a house. Well, it was trash. As I told them, I'm glad to see you get rid of some of this trash around here.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm not glad for you to burn up my wood. That's where I'd go and get wood. They had boulders piled up there, stumps and everything. See, when James used to haul wood, he'd haul them old big stumps and throw them off there. All of them were scared to try to cut them. Looked too much like what? And I'd go there and get the boulders and bring them to my house and cut them up nine, then I could get some of them there and make them cut up me a pie. But they done got them. They done cut them. No.
Gee whiz, that looked like a house of fire down there, Miss Daisy.
It looked it like. Well, it was so much a good light in there.
Yeah.
Good wood. Thanks. In that old fire.
I didn't know there was so much wood down there.
It was a pile of it down there, rotting it.
Yeah.
Big old stumps like that.
Oh.
But you see, the weeds had covered them up.
Yeah.
And they were down in the bottom, too. You couldn't see them from the road.
Yes, I could tell by that blaze that some of that was lighted. You know, first place I landed up here, right up close to Alachua, I bought a little piece of land out there, and the fella right where I was right next to, it used to belong to him. He had cleared that land, him and his daddy and his brothers. And you know what? They still had 15 or 20 of them old lighted stumps there. And he'd just go out there and split off enough of that lighted wood to build his fire.
That's right. It lasted him a long time.
Yes, sir. And it's still there, and it'll be there a long time. Yeah.
That ladder to steal it.
He was just a boy when they done that. Some of that, Miss Daisy. And he was 60 years old when I knew him. They'd had them old lighted stumps.
Yeah. Ruined tale of passed.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was either early yesterday morning or night before last. I never heard it till yesterday evening. I know he was very sick.
Yeah.
See, they carried him to the hospital. I think he stayed in the hospital better than a week.
Yeah.
Out there to Dr. Daly's place. That's right. So, I think they got talking about putting him in a home. And he didn't want to hear the death. He said he had a home. So the guards brought him back. And they made agreement for one of them to stay there and take care of him and help his wife. So from one to the other was there till he died. I think Eunice was there the most, because I think Willie couldn't lose much time or something. The other girls weren't here. They was in Fort Myers.
Well, now that that leaves Sister Taylor.
His sister.
Sister Taylor. What do you call her? What do you call?
Call who?
Ms. Taylor.
Sister Taylor.
Sister Taylor.
You know, she's such a coward, Mr. Myers. I've just been wondering, is she gonna stay home or going with some of the children?
Yeah.
She's just, well, they can't stay with her, but she got company. She got that boy there. And she's such a coward. She always thinks something happened.
Oh.
I tell her, nothing won't mean you.
She always been that way.
Yes, since the children all left.
But Preacher Taylor wasn't no coward.
No. I heard somebody talking about him yesterday evening. They was wondering where was they going to bury him at? Where is they going to have his funeral at? I just sat down and listened to him talk. I didn't ask no question. I didn't ask why you wonder or nothing. Well, he got a place down there to bury. He bought it down there at that church. But then I wondered, why would that come up? Yeah. You see, by he being a preacher, they just think that the preachers might try to have some say so. Well, his wife is so easy. Well, they can tell her anything. They think this and they think that. Well, she think it too. If some of them girls don't speak up for her, why, she is just going on.
Yeah. Just go along with them.
Just go along with them.
That's the way she always got along with Preacher Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Well, she always did what he wanted her to do.
Yeah.
And he had a bunch of preachers he was with all the time. And she knew them. So I don't know what they're going to do with him. I don't know what I would do. I'd put him out there on his ground where he bought.
Up there at the church.
At that church. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And that church down there is his church, isn't it?
The one up on the road.
Uh-huh.
He was a Baptist.
That's what I know.
Yes. The one on the other side of Center Point Church. Now you see, Center Point was his church, but he bought his ground down here by the Methodist Church. That's where they were selling it. We all bought some there. A bunch of us bought some.
And it's still there?
The ground we bought? Yeah, it's still there. Every time somebody died, they got to clean up a spot. But as I tell them, they're dying so fast now, they just well to clean two. Why is she cleaning one?
Cut you. Well, I didn't know Preacher Taylor in his prime like you did, you see. Time I knowed him, he was already slowed down.
Yeah.
And I never heard him light into anybody or anything, you see, like you've seen him do. He'd come over to the store there and talk and very easy in his manner. You'd think he would never get excited.
Oh, yes. That was him.
You see, that's what happened to me with several of them. Charlie James, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it hadn't been for you and Bessie, that's what I'd think about Uncle Gil.
Uh-huh.
He's just a nice old fella walking along the road with his Bible and his under his arm. And never lost his temper or anything.
He didn't take much for him to lose it.
So it's pretty easy for a fella to get curious ideas.
That's right.
You say the children had a hand in that burning?
Who? It was James, Doris. That's who pointed.
Oh.
She was too lazy to stick a match to me.
And they're finishing it this morning.
Trying. You know, there was so much stuff buried under that dirt. So they dug out some of it last night. Them folds and things. So stumps and things. They do. Some of it I haven't started to point. Trying to point it all up, they won't have that place tracted where they can plant something there. Don't tell me where you wait, Marty Lee.
Just move some of that stuff over there in your backyard under your tree where you could get to it.
Look like it was, but they don't think about me not doing nothing. They don't have time. And when them boys was here, now and then I could get them to cut me a board. The way I'd get my board split, I'd catch JR. Get him to split up me some. I tell him, now you just cut them up and leave them right there. I'll get them to the house. so that's the way it is. And once in a while, David and Broderick did cut up me some bowls. But when they cut apart. Then they'd take the wheelbarrow and haul them up to the house, fill the porch up, and throw the others up under the house. But they ain't here no more. JR, he don't come much. I see Buddy brought him with him yesterday evening. And he hoped Buddy piled up that trash out there and get it started to burning again. They waked out there till dark, so Buddy brought him in, fed him, and he got his water and he sat there a few minutes. So he went on back to the bar with Buddy.
I seen J.R. sitting in a chair somewhere and sort of mumbling the way he does. Where was that?
I don't know.
And I was out there doing something. Where was that? Oh, it was down at McIntosh at that Gulf Service Station.
Away from here.
That's right.
And I was getting some gas, and he's sitting over in a chair. Just seemed like he's taking everything in.
I think that's his hangout the most of the time. Ron McIntosh, we don't see him much, you know.
Oh.
Well, they said they're not working on this end now. So rightly, they ain't doing much work. You see, when he's working with Freddy bring him over here for Bessie to fix his meals at night.
Yeah.
So, he ain't with them. I guess he just stays down for Bowie.
Oh, they're not working up here, so they are not with them.
That's what Buddy said. I asked him one night, thinking, well, where is JR? I don't see him up here. He don't come for his supper. Buddy said, he's not working this week at all. I said, why? So, well, about caught up with what he could do. And so he don't. But he was here yesterday. Buddy brought him with him.
Well, it's too bad he couldn't have chopped you a little wood while he was here.
Oh, sure. If he'd have had time. And I asked him, he would. But you see, that time of evening, James, he's always in a hurry. He got to get back. I think he's supposed to be back here about 7. But he hardly ever get there at 7.
Miss Daly, you and Miss Florence had a good visit over here that day.
Huh?
You and Miss Florence.
Uh-huh.
Miss Van Arnum.
Mm-hmm.
You all had a good visit over here last time.
Yes, we did. And you know, I didn't hardly know who she was.
Yeah?
She don't look like she did when I see her.
Oh, she don't?
No, it's been years since I seen Florence.
Oh, you haven't even seen her?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't even seen her.
I declare. She right lively.
She's just as lively as she need to be. She always have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just as lively. It don't look like nothing worries her. Here to say, I used to starch her dresses so stiff that she couldn't hardly get them on. Look at that. I made them easy to get on. But I didn't have them that stiff. I ran many one for her.
Yeah.
For her. And her mom.
Yeah.
Well, you knew her when she was a little girl.
And after she growed up, too. When she was home. I did her clothes when she was home. Until she left here, and when she come back, she was ready to marry.
Yeah.
I guess she finished school, so then she moved to Washington. She, her mother didn't have it with her. Florence had hers to herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And started raising young'uns.
Yes, how many children they got?
Got four or five, I don't know.
Oh.
Four.
Well, I used to hear say, when she used to come over there to visit Miss Flora, she said, when she married, she wanted a big family. She said, I want just as many children as Ms. Richardson got, and that'll be all I want. So I want five, and then I don't want no more. I don't want the six one.
Where was that, Miss Daisy?
Who? She'd be down there to Miss Flora's house.
Yeah.
You know, she used to come there lots, and I reckon she still do.
Oh, she did?
Yes. And I would be up there working, and that's when we'd get a chance to talk.
Oh. Well, Miss Flora's house used to be the meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see anybody up there?
Oh, yes. And any time, they were there.
Early or late?
That's right.
I used to go over there when I first come down here.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And you don't go there now?
Oh, I haven't been over there in a long time. I know a particular reason. I just haven't had any, you know, or, you know, you get tied down at doing other things. But when I came down here, see, I didn't have so many places to go.
No, before we got even this place, we, you know,
mm-hmm.
we didn't. And she'd always have a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah, she loved to cook them. And she says, no, she's about the best in the country. For her to say so.
She's pretty good on that old pound cake, ain't she?
Mm-hmm.
You see your friend up there? That handsome fella?
He's gone.
As soon as I see him, he left.
Yeah. Well, now, that was some fella that she saw up there at that hog killing, Miss Daisy.
Who?
Smart.
That, that fella that was killing the hogs and everything up there.
Mm.
He had language, you know.
Mm-hmm.
His language was right strong.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept going. He's 75 years old and he done more than all the rest of them.
Who's 75?
That man up there that done the hog killing that she was telling
about. Oh, what did she say he was named?
His name, they called him Uncle Dewey.
Hmm.
I forget his last name.
Well, where do he live?
Well, you go up to Waldo, and then out past Graham.
Hmm.
Out in the woods. clear out the woods.
Well, is he just out there by himself, or he have a family out there?
I don't know who all lives out there, but there's no close neighbors. Nobody lives close to him.
Mm-hmm. You been out there?
No. No, I haven't been out there. I don't know whether I ought to go out there or not. He might get after me with one of them butcher knives.
I don't hardly think.
Well, the first time we knew anything about him was when Florence told us last week when you were here.
The other day?
Yes.
Oh.
And she had been out there and was telling us about it. That was something.
Sure. I wonder what she out there at.
Well, she went out there to watch him kill the hogs.
Oh.
That was a big day, you know.
Yeah. Hog killing is a big day and working day.
Well, that's what she was talking about, you know. Why she came over here and was talking about that.
You know what, Miss Daisy? Now there's another visitor. He's going.
Sure, get that better.
He's going after it, isn't he?
He is.
You know a fella, Miss Daisy? A fella pretty well has got to be able to take care of himself. He can't depend on anybody much.
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Now, if you go up in the hospital, you see, and you can't get out of bed, all you can do is just wait for somebody to come around and hand you something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't far from that when you're out of the hospital.
That's right.
Now, you see, you down there, and you see all that stuff going on, and you can't go over there and pick up that old wood and stuff. So up she goes.
Well, I hope I'll be like Taylor. Never feel like I'm sick enough to go to the hospital. I don't want to go to no home either. But I don't know where I'm going to have to go or what I'm going to have to do. But just like I am now, I just hope it won't happen. I don't like hostel. I don't think I like a home. I have seen in a hostel. Out of a hospital, but I haven't been to a home. I haven't seen how they carry on there. Some of them say they treat them all right there, and some of them say they don't. And after this old man out here from Kirkwood, he pretended to be in a home up there, but it wasn't a big one. He's supposed to have been in a woman's care out there, because a woman was supposed to take care of him. I think they said she had about 3 patients, but she had this old man. But when you come to know, she had a trailer as far from her house is from here to my house. So that's where this old man was, by himself. I said, well, he wasn't in her kitchen. Said he was. She put him down there. I said, by himself? She said, yeah. So one day, I believe it was on a Sunday, this trailer caught a fire. And he was down there by himself. So he got burned up down there. Well, when the children said, there's a bunch of children up the road there playing, and they happened to see all this smoke. So they went and told this woman that this trailer was on fire. So then she commenced to trying to get help. Well, before the fire department got there, well, he was, the thing was about burnt up. And he was done burnt up. It seemed like he was trying to get out. They said burnt up, all of him up, but his legs. All his body was burnt up. So I asked him, I said, well, what was she doing? Just care for her own homes? And no, the welfare was paying her to see after him. I said, well, what is the welfare going to do about her putting him off down there to get burnt up and she up here? So they didn't know nothing about that. And no, what would happen? I said, well, I don't feel like they ought to pay her. If that's the care she was taking of him, I said, I don't feel like she ought to pay him. I said, he could have stayed home and been just as close to somebody as they was to her. Right? And I believe them neighbors would have been better to him than she was. Of course, they'd see everything.
Just as old neighbors.
Just as old neighbors. Because when he was home, he'd go every day. They'd, some from one to the other would go every day and see about him. You see, his wife, she went to New York. Little son. Well, they tried to get him to go up there where they could see after him. Well, they worried at him and got him to go up there once. I think he stayed there about a month, and the boy had to bring him back, put him in his house. Well, later on, the welfare said they was going to get somebody to take care of him. They didn't want him there by himself. So they went to this woman. She was an old woman, but not too old. Way to tell it, I reckon she's just about like me. Slow but sure. So they put this man out there. I don't think he was out there a month before he done. Point up. So I said, well, maybe if he'd have been home, maybe somebody would have saved the house burning before it burned him up.
Oh, yes. He was out there where nobody could see him.
That's right. And then she had other business to tend to, so to say. But if she'd have had him close to her, she could have seen after him better. Maybe he wouldn't have burned up if he'd have been close to her. But to say she had him as far from her is from here to my house. In a trailer.
I noticed over at Meganope, some of those elderly people over there, when they, you know, when they live longer than their families, if they had a place to go in the middle of the day and sit down and eat a good meal and talk to a few people, that would be very simple, and that'd be one of the nicest things that happened to them.
That's right. That's right. And they would enjoy that.
Yes.
You see, just to get out of there and get off a little peace and get a good meal outdoors.
Yeah.
That would be refreshing.
Oh, it would. And you know, they're all good company. Mm-hmm. They got good, nice, interesting things to talk about. I know this old man Peace lived to be as old as Liza. He's 93 or 94, 95. And he lost his hearing, but he could tell you things. And
well,
he was
lively.
And he had a good appetite too.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Yes, sir. Yeah. Fame?
Yeah.
What's Miss Daisy doing down that day? She got her hoe out?
Yeah. Started to work in your yard.
Ma'am.
You started to work in your yard.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, get something done to it, maybe.
Oh, yes. This is...
You know, when the weather clears up and the things get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get ready.
Well, I think they're ready today.
But my ground is wet.
Well, mine not.
It ain't?
No.
Well, I went out there Monday, I think, to hoe some.
Yeah.
There on the front, more violets and things. And then I just dig up pure mud. It just come up in big chunks. So I said, let you dry a little more. Make a little better time.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's, that old wind is what dried me out, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
I don't believe it hit you as hard.
What, the wind?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. You got a good wind breaking. I got a better one. You see? If it's coming from this way.
Yeah.
If it's coming from yonder way, I ain't got nothing.
No.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-mm. I haven't got anything there. Mm-hmm. I haven't got any windbreak over here.
Yeah, these trees have some.
Oh, they seem to make it go worse.
But now you know what she's going to have to do, Guy. She's going to have to go down there and hunt us some boards out of all of that stuff, aren't you?
They've done burnt the most of them up. I'll tell you what I'll do. They tore up the old hog pen floor. I'll go down and knock up some of them, cut up a few. I'm hoping my boy will come. Sometime this week, you know, I'll ask him. I don't say he'll do it. Not when I want it done. He'll do it when he get rid. Tell him to bring me some lard. Something killed a boy in that old woods.
Oh, that lighter, that was, that's something, that helps.
That's right. Sometimes he brings it down.
Yeah.
But, have you got your, has Miss Bessie heard anything from the, not anything yet?
Not a word.
Before Miss Daisy has to go, Faye, let's take a turn in the back pasture. It'll take but a minute and see them calves.
Well, and Mother wants to talk a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, go get your mama.
Oh, okay. Mother said she'd had her breakfast and she wanted. Get out in it.
No. You peep out and look at it.
Yes, I'd sit out and look at it. And what have you been doing, though, with yourself?
Not nothing much. Just stick around the house, Dad.
Yeah, are you still working with them?
Work one day out of a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go Friday.
You still go on Fridays? So.
Yes, ma'am. I'll go Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday morning, Saturday morning.
Well, you've been having lots of fun with Bessie?
Oh, once in a while.
You don't visit very often?
Well,
you don't go
visit every week.
Every week. You don't go every day?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, you see, Bessie, she don't feel like being bothered sometimes.
Do you think you bother it by going over to see her?
Well, you know, I kind of feel like that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I went over there the other day. I said, well, how are you getting on? She said, I don't feel good today.
Uh-huh.
I said, I hadn't seen you. So I decided I'd come and see what was he doing. Peter. She said, I ain't been doing nothing.
She hadn't been doing anything. Now, she's older than you, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, she's about my age, I think.
I think she's about my age.
She said, I ain't been out as I look for you on the porch, and I didn't see you.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I ain't been out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been staying in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, this beautiful day.
You want to get out. This is pretty this morning, but it says it's going to rain.
Yeah.
It says, you better take your raincoat. It'll be raining by tomorrow, it says.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's
So she said, I've just been taking it easy. And staying in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been out though. I ain't been on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, that's not.
Do you sit on the porch, your porch, much?
When it's warm.
When it's warm, you sit on your porch.
When it's warm.
Yeah.
Well, so I haven't seen her today.
Well, she's probably time she gets her little things done in the house. She don't. She's ready to sit down.
Yeah.
I expect what she has to do about it. She does have to feed her, but she don't give him his breakfast, does she?
Sometimes.
Does she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess sometime when she feels good, she does. Well.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I think? You ought to move sometime if you don't feel good.
Yeah.
If
uh-huh.
you start stirring around, you'll feel better.
Uh-huh. I'll have to show you my little thing that I got to it works around this way. I put my feet on it like a bicycle, kind of a little thing that turns around. And when I get up early in the mornings, well, I usually kind of feel, you feel stiff.
Yeah.
And your back maybe, you know, is stiffer than the, my knees don't hurt me as much as my back bothers me now in getting up early.
Yeah.
I mean, in the mornings. So I usually get that little doing and kind of put my feet on it, you know, and go round and round. And it kind of works me all over, you know, this way. I just work all over. And it makes my back, I feel a lot better after I use it.
Oh, nice.
My daughter got it for another, for a friend of hers that had a woman she kind of looks after that had a broken hip, and she thought she might could use it maybe and help her out some way, but she didn't take it out to her. She says, I don't believe she'll use it. She just don't seem to try to do anything but just sit in a walker, you know, and use a walker and then a chair she has. And so she didn't take it. So I've been using it. She said, my mother, I'll just leave it here for you.
Use you good.
Yeah. So I believe it really kind of makes me kind of feel better that way. And I guess you were having trouble with your back or knees.
Yes,
and Bessie was having trouble
right
too.
Now.
Your back's hurting right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, what do you do for it?
I don't have much trouble with my knees.
Oh, it was Bessie. Bessie had trouble with her knees, didn't you?
With her knees and legs, me and her both.
Oh, both of you.
But I don't have much trouble with mine. I don't think her hurts as bad and as much as it. Oh, I tell her, well, one thing about it, I'm a witness that you just may well to go on and do what you can while they hurt you. I said, of course. The other night, I was laying in the bed, and this hammer, it hurt me so bad. It started up there and went on down in my feet.
Uh-huh.
I kind of rubbed it. I said, well, now I'm laying down, I ain't even sitting on it. I said, you hurting me like this?
Yeah,
I said, I just wants to go on and do whatever I want to do and get your hurt right on. You gonna hurt me like this and laying down. You don't need me trying to pet you. Just go on. As long as I can use and walk on it, use it.
Well, just use it. Well, I think they say it's better for you to use it if you can.
Well, I believe it. I believe it.
Well, I guess it was that Faye wrote me that I guess it was Bessie that was having using that hot claws on her knees,
yes,
with a sauce, you know,
mm-hmm,
in it. And well, you know, I did that. I kept it up every day. Sometimes I did it twice a day, in the morning and at night.
Mm-hmm.
But most always I do it at night once and wrap my knees up in a wet, hot cloth,
mm-hmm,
in salt water, you know, that I had salt water. I'd get me a big stew full of that, you know, and then put my towel down in it, you know, and then just wrap up my knee and just cover it real good, you know. And then I'd put I was afraid to put the hot pad on the wet towel, you know.
That's right.
So I'd put a piece of raincoat over it, and then put my hot pad on it, and
mm-hmm,
I'd sit there a long time with that on it, you know, and it just got, and I think that's helped my knees more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept it up for about 2 months or more, too. I didn't just do it for 2-3 days and something,
mm-hmm,
but I really kept it up and kept doing it. And I still do it once in a while now.
Mm-hmm.
I still am doing it. But I believe that really did, and Faye said that Bessie thought it helped her.
Mm-hmm.
When those hot claws helped her, I believe, some.
When you going back?
I don't know just how long I'm going to stay this time. I have to stay. I'll stay until they come after me. They're going over to Spain, over and take a trip.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. They won't be gone, I don't think, though, but about 3 weeks, something like that. But I'll stay longer than that.
Oh.
I'll come later this year. You know, I've been coming along earlier.
Yes, sir.
But I kind of thought I wanted to see some snow this year. No, I thought maybe it seemed like we couldn't get off. We had company Christmas. The daughter came with all of her children and stayed a week with us, and getting ready for them, and then after they left, cleaning up after they left.
That's
right. And didn't do so much. Kept us kind of busy while they were there playing with the children.
That's right.
Playing with the baby. Uh-huh. And that's what we wanted to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to tell you, you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Playing with that baby.
Yeah, sure. Surely did. Enjoyed. You know how that was when you had your babies,
didn't
you?
Right.
And your
right.
grandchildren, too.
That's right.
The wind must have blown. You don't have many grandchildren now around you, do you, much?
I don't have none. Just one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
And is that who? Is that
Doris.
Doris?
That's Doris's son, Samuel.
Oh, is Samuel? Where's David?
He's in Kirkwood with his sister.
In Kirkwood?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
With his sister. So the baby, Callum, she's in Virginia.
Is she still up there?
Yeah, she's in.
Hasn't she been home at all?
No, not since she went.
She hasn't, and she's just staying up there.
Just up there, well.
I bet Bessie missed her.
Oh, don't say nothing. They say her brother adopted her.
Oh.
So she belonged to him now.
And she belongs to him, and she'll just make her home with him all the time?
All the time.
Now, that's Doris's little girl, though, isn't it?
And that's the baby.
And that's the baby.
I don't see how I could let my children go from me like that.
Oh, Well, I'll be glad. Don't they have any children?
They got three.
They have three of their own?
Mm-hmm, children. But, you see, it's lots of different in Benjamin and these boys was here.
Uh-huh,
you see, Benjamin, he's in service.
Uh-huh.
And he keep his straight. And when he here, he keep these straight.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to take care of them. He said, I want to make a woman out of her.
Uh-huh.
And not a rag.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I said, well, I'm glad. I said, Miss Bessie, I said, we miss Carol. I said, but I'm glad Benjamin got her.
Well, I'm glad.
I said, because it'd be so much different. I said, his wife, she don't run around.
She don't run around.
I said, she don't run around.
She stays at home.
Stays at home.
And looks after the children.
And take care of her children.
Uh-huh.
That's what she does. I said, and her and Benjamin together make Carolyn a different girl from what she did. She had to stay here with these.
Be petted to death by Bessie.
Right. That's right. Bessie's already winning. I tried to get her not to do it. But I hadn't said nothing. She stays when Carolyn just for time for that bus to come.
Mm-hmm.
She got had a tray about like that.
Just have
she fixed Carolyn's plate.
That's Bessie. Bessie do that. Yeah.
Carolyn's plate.
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn's knife. Fork and spoon and glass.
Just
and
everything ready.
Saucer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything ready.
Yeah,
so he took that. Then she started looking for the bus.
Mm-hmm.
She still looks for that bus.
She does.
She looks.
She still.
To see Carolyn.
To see if she can see her. Well, I'll declare. She shows that she misses us so much then.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what made David go up to his sister, see?
He said, now, this is what his mom say, told her. Said, Carolyn gone and there ain't nobody here but me and I ain't going to stay here.
Oh.
I'm going to Elizabeth's.
Huh.
Well, quite naturally to be.
They have some children up there for him to be with?
She have four.
Oh, and he was going up there to be with them.
With them. And him and one of them is near the same age.
Mm-hmm.
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 So they just like brothers.
Mm-hmm. But closer than he and Samuel were then.
That's right.
And Samuel's the only one that's here then.
Only one that's here.
And he's working.
He works.
Well, well.
Now he's off on Wednesday. He's home today.
He's home today.
He's off. Off from work.
Uh-huh.
Well, when he
has, does he seem to be a pretty nice boy?
Who?
Samuel.
Yes, he's pretty nice. He's manable around me.
Uh-huh.
And one thing about it, he haven't been in jail yet.
You think he's done all right
I
that if he's kept
doing
out of jail?
Pretty good. He ain't been in jail yet.
Oh me! And he's got a job. Good job.
Yes, he got a good
and
job.
And he's been with that job for a good while,
good
hasn't he? Yes.
So he's still with Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
Yes.
Well, that's a big firm. Mm-hmm. That's a big firm. Yes. Well.
Sometimes he has to go at night, work some, sometimes. He has to go the day, tomorrow, the next day.
Uh-huh.
Right
uh-huh. And Doris, she still works?
Yes, ma'am.
Goes in town?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, well. And of course, I guess her husband, what's his name? I forget. Buddy.
James.
You
call him Buddy.
Uh-huh. Buddy. But
yes, he's still working.
Over at the restaurant?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
As I tell him, when Roger sold the place, he sold Buddy with it.
Buddy went with that.
Yeah.
Well, I expect he knows the business pretty well over there, and he's quite a good help to the...
That's what they
What,
told.
Just some women run it?
Yes, two women.
Two women to run that. Well, I guess they needed Buddy.
Some man to be run. I don't know who helps them.
Uh-huh. They have a man then that helps around, I guess. Well, things have changed up around down here, around your place then, haven't they? You just don't have many of them now.
No.
They used to out here all kind of noise, playing and riding up and down.
Now all I see is when Miss Miles have guests and they're riding up and down the road, I think.
Well, she has ride smart, don't she?
Plenty on weekends.
On the weekends. Yes.
She don't have much through the week, middle of the week, but on weekends she has plenty.
Yeah, on the weekends. Yeah, they have to go in town and work on in town during the week. Yeah, I noticed when we got here Friday, one but a little bit, there's having some body out here.
Somebody out here all the time.
Well, we just put one of the little girl on the plane yesterday.
Miss Daisy met Pam.
Did she meet Pam?
She just left yesterday.
Uh-huh. We just afraid took her to the plane, put her on yesterday, and so she left to go to New York. That's far away.
Miss Daisy doesn't have enough aprons.
I know she doesn't have many aprons, but I had some too, and so I thought I'd divide with you.
Thank you.
I just thought maybe you could throw away some of the older ones. And
well, I can after a while.
Well,
some of them old ones, yeah.
You still can use some of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you can take some old ones and use what's good.
Use what's good
for
something else and burn up what's bad.
Uh-huh. Burn up. Make you some dishcloths
out of the
pads or something out of the bad part.
Miss Daisy does with sheets what you used to do, Mother.
Does she?
You turn the sheets and make when they wear out on an end?
Yes.
Well, I do that now.
I'm trying to last a long time.
Why, sure, you turn them and it'll last a long time. I know you save a lot by doing that.
Yes, you do.
I don't mind sleeping with the seam in the middle of the bed.
I don't.
It flattens out and makes it all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to buy the domestic. And we didn't have the whole big sheeting then.
That's right.
But I had to sew them in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and make them wide enough.
Sew them in the middle, uh-huh. And hem them all
out. Yeah, we had to do that because we didn't. They didn't make them all in big one
in
piece
one
then.
One piece.
Mm-hmm. That's
No, I didn't see them.
Oh, you didn't.
In one big piece?
Yeah. No, we didn't have them.
We'd buy cloth.
Mm-hmm. Buy
big ones and make sheets.
Yeah.
Sew it up. And then measure it on the bed. Then cut it.
Measure it on the bed, yeah. Measure how long you want it.
That's
right. And cut it off. Hem it.
And
we made... Yes.
Well, what wears out the first? The middle of it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Usually the middle. And I just usually tear a piece of that out. Sometimes I do just that middle that's worn.
Mm-hmm.
Of these big whole pieces now, you know, whole big beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I just take that middle out.
Mm-hmm.
And I